Viktor Frankl said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's way." This is Finding Human with Sue Jackson. Stay tuned for the next hour as Sue explores the human psyche, what makes us tick, and how to live better, more fulfilled, and more meaningful lives. Only on 101.9 High FM.
Hello, this is Sue Jackson on the Finding Human program. And my guest today, a very special guest, is Kathy Kaler. And as I heard that coming up about the Finding Human program and the quote by Viktor Frankl, it actually took me back to you, Kath, because you were the one who found the name for my program and also that quote.
Yeah.
And it's followed me ever since. I did say to Mukundi a while ago, I wouldn't mind changing the quote, but now having listened to it again, it's a good quote. Kathy Kaler is my special guest today because her long reign at Chai FM ended on February the 28th, actually the 27th because it was the Friday. Kath, you have been with, you started our radio program. You have been
the
here
radio
for
station.
Radio station. I'm sorry for a she's actually going to be going the whole way through my program and correcting me. She's already told me to lift my chair and and change the volume.
You know why?
Sue? Why?
Because my job is to make you shine.
Okay.
And that is the culture that I brought into Chai FM.
Which is amazing.
And when you've got every staff member working to make you shine, you're going to know that you're going to shine.
Thanks, Kath. So I'm shining. I'm hoping I'm shining. And
you always do.
Kath, as you're going forward into the next stage of your life, you're going to shine too. But let's go back a bit because I've called our topic for this action is the bridge between dreams and reality. Without it, even the best intentions remain unrealized.
That's true. How many people have you heard when they've said, well, you know, I had that idea. Mm. Or I had the idea for this. Or, well, what did you do with it?
Mm.
Unless you actually action it and you get off your tuchus and you do something. Even if you fail, at least you would have tried.
Mm. And you certainly did. Because I think many of the people who have listened to you over the years know your story, but just take me right back to what year was it that your mom had a dream and her dream became your reality?
Well, you know the story, so you can
tell
the story.
I know, but I want to know the year.
Okay, 2005.
Hmm. And we're now in 2026.
Yes, 21 years.
Mm, 21 years. Kath, it took you a long time to get a license for it.
It took 3.5 years, which is... comparatively, it took 702 16 years to get their FM license. They used to be on AM. It took them 16 years to get their FM license. Chai FM was born from miracles, and it has gone through 21 and a half years of miracles. Mm. Amazing, amazing events have happened, you know, instances. But just to go back for anyone who hasn't heard the story, mm-hmm. It was 4 days before Pesach in 2005. I'm a social entrepreneur. I create platforms that facilitate social change. That's what I do.
And you were in communications at the time? And
everything's
PR,
communications.
You did everything.
Mm. Right. So I had had a business called Rent-A-Pet.
Yeah?
No, simmer down. Where I actually had a private zoo. In 2001, I had looked at what was happening in South Africa, and I saw how crime had become so violent. And I thought, you know what? A lot of these crimes and these robberies are happening because these are children who grew up in traumatic environments all the time in townships. And we become what we learn and how we are raised. That is my belief. And I thought, well, you know what? I came out of a very, very abusive relationship. And it was so bad, Sue, that I had no capacity for trust at all. Mm. But animals helped me facilitate that. Once you can establish a trusting relationship between yourself and an animal, and it has to come from their side as well, then it was kind of like a glimmer of hope, and that was really how I started on my road to recovery.
How beautiful, Kath. I mean, especially being an animal lover myself, I can really understand that.
So the project was, and I know we need to get to an ad break, but the project was, I'd had a business at the time. I took a lot of money. I bought a private zoo, and all the animals were hand-reared.
Good hand.
And I had 52 different schools around Johannesburg. It was nursery schools and primary schools. I would provide the enclosure, I'd provide the animal, the food for 2 weeks, and information. And I had teams that would go and they would clean out, you know, the enclosures. The handling of the animals was always done under teacher supervision, but it was really to facilitate that other side, that nurturing, but also to educate at the same time.
So it became a healing educational project.
Right. And then what happened with the project is that I couldn't find a partner. You know, when Mr. and Mrs. Duck were having marital issues, I had to be the counselor. when the Cameroon dwarf goat used to drive around in my car with me, when she was fed an entire bag of tomatoes because she loved tomatoes and wasn't well, I had to be the vet. I mean, I did go and do, you know, pathology of cold water fish and certain short veterinary courses at Onderstepoort. But it was a huge, huge, very big responsibility for me. And at the same time, I was becoming more observant in my life. And
Jewishly observant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I've always been spiritual and always connected to God, but I wanted to do life on God's terms, if I can put it that way. And, so I retired the animals, and I was between projects. And I was driving with my mom in 2005, 4 days before Pesach, and she said to me, "I had a dream about you last night." She said, "It's so funny, I never dream." I said, "Well, Mom, we all dream. What was your dream?" She said, I dreamt that I heard you on the radio. And Sue, it felt like I had been pulled out of my body and I was looking down on my life. And I knew that of all the things that I would do in my life, this was the thing that I was born to do. Hmm. This was my contract.
Your calling.
It wasn't just a calling. This was something that I was born to do.
Hmm.
We got back to her place. At the back of the telephone book are the blue pages. And the blue pages, I looked, and there was a Department of Communications, and under that there was something called the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. And under that there was something called Community Radio. And I made the phone call that would change my life.
Good heavens.
And change the lives of many, many hundreds of thousands of people.
And we're going to get back to that.
This is Finding Human with Sue Jackson. Only on 101.9 High FM.
This is Sue Jackson on the Finding Human program. And if you'd like to WhatsApp us, I'm with Kathy Kalas. Kathy's my special guest today. And you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. We'd love to hear from you. Kathy, okay, so then you started the long, long journey towards getting this going. So what made you decide on a Jewish, you were on your own journey for Judaism, but what made you think that a Jewish radio station will actually take off in Johannesburg, South Africa?
Well, geez, that's such a big question, Sue. But seriously, when God is the center of your universe, would you start any other kind of radio station? That's really what it is. Like, I knew what I had to do. It wasn't the instruction, the vision was not to start a Christian radio station or any other kind of radio station, a sports station, a rock station, a 1970s radio station. It was to start a Jewish radio station for the Jewish people.
Now, I know you had some mentors along the way because you sought them out. The one I think you must have known her was Helen Haldemuth. What did Helen say when you came with your dream?
your idea. She thought I was mad. Everybody thought that I was mad. Mm. There were very, very few people who actually saw that it was going to be a radio station. Helen thought that I was, the late, wonderful Helen Haldimer thought that I was crazy.
Are you crazy? Were you crazy?
I'm still crazy.
That's why I'm asking you.
My next project, I'm interviewing 30 million people. But yeah, I think you've got to be a little bit of crazy to do life, because otherwise, you know, just moseying and just going with the flow. I'm not a go with the flow person. Mm. I want to make the flow. And I understand not everybody's like that.
And then who actually mentored you? Who else mentored you?
So I'll tell you, there are, okay, so, you know, when you're in a position of influence, when you're in a position where you pay people salaries, people automatically feel that they need to be your yes people. You can go to the most, to your staff with the most terrible, terrible idea, and they'll all tell you how wonderful it is. Not because they're kissing up, but it's because, yep, if you're the boss, then this must be a good idea, right?
Mm.
So you need ever want to be listening to my echo chamber, because an echo chamber is a terrible, terrible predictor of what's really happening. And I needed a no person, somebody who, no matter what my idea, would tell me what a terrible idea it was. It was never going to work, and I should just throw down all my tools right now and retire. Go find another job, okay? And that person was a man by the name of Stanley Seif.
Oh, is that
Stanley Seif to this day remains one of my closest friends. He is an inspiration to me. He's always given me sound advice. He knows, you know, you have to be able to be vulnerable with someone who you are that honest with. And I am so grateful. You know, there have been a lot of people that have walked this road with me, Sue. And Stanley Seif got on at the beginning, and he's been doing it ever since.
And I love to hear that, because Stan is a very good friend of ours.
Okay,
Stan,
so he'll tell you.
So I can agree with you.
He made me cry for 12 years. Yeah, in fact, for longer, for about 20 years.
Stan, that's not fair. Thank you, Grady.
Connecting our community from Johannesburg to the world.
When I joined Howard on Chai FM recently, it reminded me once again of how important and valuable it is for our community to have a public platform like Chai FM to share important matters, to hear what the community is thinking and feeling.
This is Chai FM.
Hi there, I'm Benji Shulman. Join me on Studio Plus 972, your favorite Jewish current affairs and culture show, every Monday on Chai FM.
This is Finding Human with Sue Jackson, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hello, this is Sue Jackson on the Finding Human program, and my guest today, a very special guest, is Kathy Kaler, who has just left Chai FM, so this is her first time coming back, not as a CEO, but as a guest on my program. And guess what? She hasn't stopped telling me what I'm doing wrong. But you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. She's giving me the thumbs up because I said 10.
1019, yes.
1019, because you're listening to Chai FM 101.9.
Okay.
Is that okay? How would you like to say it?
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
All right. Purim is almost here. Isn't it great to know that the Cheb will ensure your mitzvah of Matanot le'Evyonim is fulfilled on Purim Day? Tomorrow, every rand donated will go directly into the hand of someone in need. Simply donate on their website, jbchev.co.za, or download their SmartCam app dash from the App Store or Google Play, or go to a collection hotspot on Purim Day at Three Roses, Moshe's, Kosher World, Siegel's, Genesis, or Sandringham Spa. Mitzvahs made easy. It couldn't be more convenient. If I can't always pronounce the right words, please just know that I was brought up at a very smart private girls' school. Kathy, back to you.
Yes.
All right. So you got assistance in how to actually open the radio station. So tell me about the first, the build up to the opening.
All right. So I launched a first application, which was actually the same frequency as Alex FM, the 89.1. 8 and 9 is 17 and 1 is 18, and that's why it's called Chai FM.
Oh, gosh, is that so?
What had happened was once you have a community radio station license, you have to reapply. And the management of Alex FM all those years ago hadn't submitted their renewal, and they had lost the license. Now, their license, the 89.1, was it's geographically located. You can't use that frequency anywhere other than in Alex. But I needed to get us onto the map and onto the radar for ICASA. ICASA being the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, they issue the licenses. So that's what we did. We applied.
Initially, when you applied, you sent in two papers and eventually two trolley loads. Now, what happened there?
Okay, so there were three licenses that went in. And everything has a purpose, Sue. If anything, Chai has taught me so much about life, so much. One is that no is also an answer. And if there's a no, there's always a reason for a no, right? Because there's something greater coming. So the first application I withdrew at public hearings. There were members of the community who came. One of them was Rabbi Ari Shishla, who was on board from the very beginning, just an incredible human being, and really just wonderful, wonderful man. The second application was for a special event license, and that was for Elul in the year 2006. And they said, you know what, we never turn these things down. It's a special events license. It's for 30 days. You get to broadcast. We had auditions and we had lineups and we had, you know, we're going to get. And like a week before, I still hadn't heard. And I had been phoning ICASA every day. Thought, I can't do this. So I got in my car and I drove to ICASA's offices that were here in Sandton. And I said to the security, and I slam my hand down on the desk, because when I mean business, I mean business, right?
She's frightening when she means business. Even sitting opposite me, I'm kind of trembling.
Oh, no, please don't say like that.
So you slammed your
And I said to her, listen to me, I'm not leaving here until I know whether we have a license or not. So you phone whoever you have to phone within, and I sat in the reception, and I hear they had these beautiful marble floors. And I hear click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, click, clock. And along comes this counselor, and she said, I'm sorry, but that license, that frequency, you can't have it for your 30 days. It's been given to 702 as their AM frequency. But, you know, if when a door closes, you should just build another door.
You don't take no for an answer.
Not when you're working for the greater good.
Mm.
If it was for me, I would have given up long ago. But that's not how I'm wired. I'm always wired to work for a greater good for others. And I actually think that that's a very Jewish thing.
It's the tikkun olam.
It's in our DNA, right? So it's an opportunity. 702, okay, who owns 702? Oh, yeah, there's this guy, Izzy Kirsch. And I get his number. Mr. Kirsch. You are depriving the poor little Jewish community of a radio station license.
Wow.
And he said, what do you want?
And he'd never met you before.
No, he'd never met me before. And I said, I want you to teach me the model for talk radio. I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. So I went and I did job shadowing with a woman who was the head of, she was the CEO of Prime Media Broadcasting. Her name was Terry Folkvane. She's also a tough woman. And Izzy and I became firm friends.
Wow.
And we eventually became business partners in another.
So he really believed that your dream could be the reality.
No, he didn't believe for a second that a Jewish radio station was going to happen. But he was, I think, you know, he was just that very kind man. And he's like, okay, you know, she's a Meshuggah, let's just help her out. Okay, we'll take you to Terry and we'll do this. And when I did go to 702, there were a lot of very valuable lessons that came out of 702. One of them was I got a phone call from a young woman. She said, my name is Bronwyn. She said, I'm not going to give her the surname. Mm-hmm. I'm John Robbie's producer, and I want to work for you. She said, I tracked you down through the community. And she taught me a huge amount about radio. If I knew that she was okay, me mentioning your surname, I would, because she's just the most wonderful
person. To give her
person.
The credit.
Absolutely. And to have that knowledge. You know, when you find people who are generous in radio, you get people who are not generous and who are very protective and want to be exclusive. And that's usually you find it in their own insecurities. But generally, radio people are very giving. They're engaged with life and they love people, you know. And Bronwyn was someone like that. The third application. The law in South Africa had changed. It had gone from the Broadcasting Act to the Electronic Communications Act. And that was in 2007. I had really been struggling financially. My ex-husband wasn't paying maintenance.
And you were a single mother?
Single mom.
Of two children?
Yeah. Every time something happened with the station license, I had to stop what I was doing and pay attention to that, right? So I couldn't find gainful employment long-term and sustainable employment. So there were months where it was just shocking. Anyway, I get this phone call from this couple. We've seen what you have... we've read about you and we want to meet you. So one Sunday afternoon, my kids were at their dad. I go and meet with this couple. Again, I can't mention their names. It must have been 2-3 hours with them. And you need to also understand that the idea of Chai FM came in its entirety. I saw how everything was going to work, how all the moving parts,
right? So you were the prepared, programming. You were actually able to present that then?
It wasn't even present. I could ask me any question and I'll tell you. Right? And like I just...
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Like I knew and...
It's like a soul calling, quite honestly.
Yeah, it really is. And when I left, they said, any money that you need... For this application, you let us know, and there will be a check waiting.
Good heavens.
The third application, just the printing, was 10,500 rand.
Oh.
Right. And I pushed it in trolleys, in shopping trolleys. That's how big the application was. It was unbelievable. it was an amazing thing. But one of the things is that I had to pay Centec, who do signal distribution. They were basically the signal distribution arm of the SABC originally. 1994, things changed, and they became a private entity. But Centec, they have this mapping department where they can identify different frequencies. Frequency is 101.9. That wasn't a frequency that anyone had ever identified, and it was the only and the last one left in Johannesburg. Huh. Johannesburg, if you go on your radio dial and you just dial... across, you'll find there's radio stations right next to each other. It's less so if you're in Natal or in rural areas, but in Johannesburg it's very, very built up. And yeah, and so they had to identify that. There was the printing, and you know, when I handed it in, the application at ICASA, I knew that I'd either laid the foundation for somebody else, or this one was going to be successful. And I was 100% okay with either way. It didn't faze me at all. Like, I've done, you know.
What you had to do. Yeah. And how long does it take before you actually got the license?
Sure. It was in June 2008.
Good
that
heaven.
I got the phone call. It's an interesting thing, and it just shows how everything's connected, is that I needed to know, like I'd been phoning ICASA and saying, you know, are we getting the license? And they're like, it's still with council. Because of the frequency hadn't been identified by ICASA, it had to go before Parliament. So Parliament approved the 101.9, which is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hang on one moment.
So can I just finish the story?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Cool. Okay. She's shaking her finger at me. Go on.
I'm not sure. Anyway, the night before, I had thought, you know what? I need to know for me what I had taken from this process. It had been a long process. It had been a hard process because I couldn't feed my kids. I couldn't pay my rent. I couldn't do a lot of things.
A lot of sacrifice in that. Wow.
And I needed to know. And so I sat down at my computer and I started making a list of all the things that I had learned. And that list is actually on the Chai FM website under the history. You can go and read it.
Oh, is that
But things so? Like in the battles that you lose, you gain the skills to win the war.
Mm.
The Jewish people are like an orchestra. We're all different, but when we play together, it makes something really beautiful.
That's beautiful.
There were 18 different points.
So where can people find that, Kathy? They want to look it up?
Chaifm.com. Huh? Just go to the history and you'll find
the history.
It.
The history. Okay.
Yeah. And I got a phone call the next morning from ICASA to say, Miss Kayla, very happy to tell you and congratulate you that Chai FM has been awarded a license.
Wow. Did you cry, Kath, when you heard, or what did
you
do?
I did, absolutely, absolutely. Mm. Like, I became weak. I think I might have knelt down on the ground.
Another baby was entering the world.
Overwhelming, yeah, yeah. Mm. It was like completely overwhelming.
Oh, even just listening to that makes me tearful. This message has come through. From Carol Kay. Good morning. I found Chai FM totally by accident by searching for a decent radio station on my little portable radio, and I have never looked back. I have told many friends about the station who thoroughly enjoy it. I now listen on my Alexa, as not available on the radio any longer, and Chai goes all day, just so thoroughly enjoy it, from Carol Kay.
That is so
Thank
lovely.
Thank you, Carol. That's what a lovely message.
It really is a lovely message.
It really is. Now, tell me about the very first day. Where did you open?
Okay, the very first day. So we had been doing training. Okay, so let me also tell you, in June, we got issued Chai FM got granted the license, June 2008. Do you remember what happened in 2008 in October?
No.
It was a global financial crisis. I had gone in June 2008. There was a very, very wealthy man, billionaire, who had agreed to sign surety for Chai FM's financial, for the CapEx, right, our capital expenditure. R6.5 million, and it was a loan. It was never a grant, and that was fine. But in October 2008, we had the global financial crisis, and the banks were saying, "No, sorry, we're not taking letters of comfort. We're not taking sureties. We will match you rand for rand of what you put in the bank." So now, you know, billionaires don't have R6.5 million in their bank accounts.
Absolutely.
I had to go back and explain, and he said, I will give you 500,000 against a 500,000 rand loan from the bank.
Huh. Good heavens.
And that's what he did, and the day that we paid that back was one of the greatest days ever.
Wow. There's so many little miracles that are huge miracles, actually, Kathy, that led to this unfolding.
There's a lot of people who've walked the road with me, Sue, and most of them have carried me on their shoulders.
And what have you done for them, Kathy?
You know what? My best.
Absolutely.
And that's all that I could do. Mm. And when I'm pedantic and I'm giving people a hard time, it's because I can see that you can do better.
Mm.
It's not because I want to be nasty. It's not because I want to throw people off. It's because I can see
the potential.
How much better you can be.
Mm.
That's my job, is to make you shine.
So I know that Howard actually said that when he first met you, he came in, he was doing a program with somebody else, and you happened to hear it.
I did.
And then you phoned him and said, have you ever thought of coming on the radio?
That's exactly what happened.
Now tell me how that happened.
So
when was that?
That was in, gosh, I can't even remember how many years ago.
And now Howard is our new CEO.
I know.
And
he's been with the station for about 10 years.
And you believed in him right from the beginning.
Well, I heard it. I think anybody with a pair of ears would know that.
Is that so?
You know, he was just so natural. He was commentating. I think he was the chairman at the time of the Jewish Report.
Yeah.
Okay, this is all coming back to me. 2014.
And Howard?
I think he should actually come in here. But anyhow, he's in his office.
You can come in if you want to, Howard.
No, so I think he's in a meeting. But I think it was 2014. And the Jewish Achievers, he was the chairman of the Jewish Report, and it was the Jewish Achievers the night before. Now, 2014, there was a war in Israel, right? It was the Tzuk Eitan, right? Castle Ed, I think it was. And was it cast led? I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe our listeners can, you know.
Please let
us know.
Let us know. I actually do have it written, but I'm riveted to listening to you. So I'm not even looking it up right now.
Jonathan Janssen, who was the vice chancellor of the University of the Free State, very conservative, community loved him. He was a speaker at the event the night before. I was there. Howard was obviously there. And
this was a Jewish Achievers event.
This was a Jewish Achievers event. And Jonathan Janssen stood up to speak and started, whatever he said, it was like being critical of Israel. And there was also something with one of the kids. I think it was, his surname was Bloomberg or something, that one of the kids had been wearing a Palestinian scarf and he had been cancelled and whatever. And Jonathan Janssen stood up, and you could have cut the atmosphere in that room with a knife, right? And Howard was interviewed the next morning. And he was talking about that, or he was basically commentating on what had happened the night before. And I just heard that this guy, within 30 seconds if this was
authentic too.
Yeah.
And with humor.
Exactly. And that's actually, you know, yeah, it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. But the first time that we ever did a show together, it was also the Morning Mayhem. We co-presented the Morning Mayhem for a few years together.
Yes.
And the first day that he got there, we did the West Park Report. Now, the West Park Report was something brought in by a former CEO.
Dr.
Ivor Blumenthal.
Oh.
And Ivor, there was a chess teacher. I'm trying to think of his name. I think it was Mr. Pearson. Mr. Pearson in Johannesburg had taught most of Johannesburg Jewry's children how to play chess. But when he passed away, very few people knew about it. And Ivor Blumenthal, to his credit, said, this is not right. This can't be. There has to be a way of letting people know that people have died so that they can go to the funeral, especially because we bury so early after death or so soon after death. And so the West Park Report came to be, which we still do. Howard Feldman's first day, I'm doing the West Park Report. He's still learning the rhythm of this. And he says, can't we have an early lookout system? What do you mean? He says, can't we have somebody posted at Linksfield Intensive Care? You can let us know. And I just thought, this is a special person.
That's sick.
And I've loved him ever since. Can I just say something about Howard?
You can. We can get back to that. Craig is telling us, and I'm disciplining
Kathy. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
This is Finding Human with Sue Jackson, only on 101.9 High FM.
Hello, this is Sue Jackson on the Finding Human program on 101.9 High FM. My guest today is, and the time is going so quickly, is Kathy Kaler. Kathy was the CEO of High FM until the end of February this year.
Until last Friday.
Mm. And she's now handed over the reins to our new CEO, Howard Feldman.
Well, actually handed over in October.
Okay, yep. But you were working a time out. And Kathy, you were about to tell me about Howard. How are you feeling about handing over to Howard?
I think that it is nothing short of miraculous, actually.
Why?
Well, 9 years ago, firstly, Howard is the right person. Everything came together perfectly at the right time. I think that, let me tell you the hard truth, is that in August and September last year, High FM was having huge cash flow issues. You know, a lot of big advertisers who used to advertise with us saw advertising on High FM as a political statement.
Oh, my gosh.
So
after 2020,
with the exception of Dis-Chem, Dis-Chem have, they know their customers, and I'm not just saying Jewish, I think that they are with every community.
They certainly are.
But there's not a thing that I wouldn't do for the Saltzmans. There's not a thing that I wouldn't do for Dis-Chem, who throughout 21 and a half years, well, actually 18 years of broadcast, there have been times where they were our only advertiser.
Mm.
And they are a large part of why Chai FM is still here.
Mm.
That's the first thing. The second thing is that, okay, so if you're having cash flow issues with big business and big advertisers, let's look at a different model. And I'm a very good strategist like that. So let's get the smaller businesses. And we can get lots and lots of small businesses. If we get 100 and it's working for them, we put together unbelievable packages for them. If it's working for them, we'll be able to keep running and keep doing. But it was going to take time, and that was where the cash flow issues came in. You know, companies like Nike. Nike had 70,000 employees globally, but they still had cash flow issues. High FM is not unique in this. And I was having this conversation with Howard, and I said, you know, just as our community is at a crossroads, you know, we are diminished in size.
Anti-Semitism was on the rise.
We are at a crossroads, whether we acknowledge it or we don't acknowledge it. And I said, I feel the same about High FM. I said, you know, I either have to find, and I explained to him about the advertising, and I said to him, I either need to find a white knight funder who, no matter what, if we never sell another second of advertising, will fund the station because of the role that it plays in local Jewish community, but also global Jewish community, or I need to surrender the license. And you can bet your bottom dollar that if I surrender the license, there will never be another license issued to the Jewish community of Africa, never mind South Africa. And he said, Kathy, it was a Friday afternoon, it was before Shabbos, and he said, I hope that Shabbos just protects you.
Hmm.
And that was that. Shabbos is my time to convene with God. I love Shabbos. It's a capsule, a time capsule that nothing before and nothing that after. Nothing that happens after is of any relevance. And on the Sunday morning, he had sent me a proposal. And it just made absolute sense. And let me tell you that this community should get down and kiss the feet of Howard Feldman, because they're making a good go of it. And really, May they just take the station onwards and upwards.
Absolutely. That was a famous saying of yours, onwards and upwards. Always. I love it, Kat. Yeah. You know, when you started, it started as a Johannesburg radio station. Now, how did you then decide that it was going to become so much greater and go globally? I mean, it's 80, it reaches out to 80 plus countries.
You don't decide that. You build it and they come.
Mm.
That's what it is. What's amazing is
that... Could you ever have believed that that would happen when you started?
Yes. Not only that, I always envisioned Chai FM offices in different cities around the world.
Gosh, is that so?
Yeah.
That is fascinating. Now, you know, Kath, you've carried the station through so many milestones. And I was thinking about today, on my way here, I was thinking about COVID and how Chai FM became the radio station for so many people. Do you know that many of my family are not Jewish? And they were listening in to Chai FM to get news on COVID updates. I couldn't think. You're getting me nervous, Kat.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm so sorry.
Howard and who was he? Anton. They were doing the COVID updates. Do you remember? And people were listening in.
That was online. That was on YouTube. It wasn't on Chai.
But funny enough, because of that, it was also bringing more people into Chai FM. So those are kind of the milestones that we could have knocked Chai FM flat, but you decided that you were going to also bring all of us presenters on board by making us, I almost died of fright, I must admit, when I was told to bring my computer in, get onto Zoom, and
we were broadcast
from home.
Yes, we were broadcasting remotely 2 weeks before South Africa went into national lockdown. And I think that...
You got us all prepared.
Well, that's what my job is.
But it was
amazing. That's my job. It's called a strategy, right? Mm. Let's look at what's happening in the rest of the world. Is there a pattern there that is likely going to replicate here in South Africa? Yes, there is. Okay, so what can we do for that? And how do we mitigate those circumstances? And that's exactly what happened. So we set up, I think, between Craig and Tabo and DJ Flo, who unfortunately passed away. But, they set up, I think it was 40 different home studios.
Yes.
It's amazing. Like, certain things couldn't continue, like we had Chai Kids.
Mm.
But Chai Kids in their homes didn't have the same supportive environment that they did in the studio. Mm. And... I remember
coming in before we were put into lockdown, and Tabo actually put me on to Zoom, showed me how to work it. I would not have known, quite honestly, Kath. You know, it wasn't even in my thought process at the time.
Yeah. Would you like to know what I'm doing next?
Yes, I would
because
like
that's
to
the number
know.
One question that I'm asked mm-hmm. by people.
I want people also to know. But
okay. Would you finish your questions first?
No, I'm going to. Just hang on 1 second.
Funny.
Sorry.
This is Finding Human with Sue Jackson. Only on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hello, this is Sue Jackson, and my guest today is Kathy Kayla. If you'd like to WhatsApp us, please do so on 061-895-1019. Kathy, you wrote a letter to the community about what's next for you, what you're going on to do. I'd love you. Do you have a copy here? Because I actually did have one, but it's under all my papers here. I'd like you to read it out, please.
I do have it. So this was earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
and this is an open letter to the Jewish community. It is a love letter.
Oh, right.
I said, dearest beloveds, because that is how I always address everybody, is dearest beloveds, we haven't met in person, but I've stalked you for 22 years. My name is Kathy Kayla. I'm a social entrepreneur, and 2 decades ago, I fell deeply, utterly in love with you. I know your quirks, how critical you can be, how stubborn, how stiff-necked at times, but I'm far more aware of your intoxicating, unbridled wonderfulness, your kindness, your generosity, your unwavering dedication to God. How you rally for those in need, whether you know them or not, whether they're part of our community or strangers, and it fills me with such pride to be Jewish. For 18 years of Chai FM's live broadcasting, you inspired me to do better, to reach higher. And because of that relentless drive, today Chai FM is one of South Africa's most trusted sources of news, and our reputation internationally remains impeccable. Every ounce of the brilliance that Chai FM embodies today is because of you. Timing, they say, is everything. The day was always going to come when I would hand Chai FM over to the community, and that day was October the 1st last year. Beloved, we are truly blessed that Howard Feldman has agreed to take the reins to ensure Chai FM's future. One of the biggest challenges facing leadership today is succession, but I believe that at precisely the right moment, God made Howard available for this purpose. I have no doubt that this has his blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That said, the next chapter of Chai FM under Howard's stewardship is going to require your input and your participation. There are many hundreds of people who have walked this journey with me and deserve our gratitude. Each one has been a teacher to me. First and foremost, my heartfelt thanks go to my children, who went without for decades while their mother built a radio station she would never own and which they would not inherit. Raising you remains my greatest accomplishment. Thanks also to the broadcasting legends, regulators, and radio junkies who shared their knowledge in the early days, to everyone who signed the petitions, to my incredible team, our advertisers and sponsors, and to the giants on shoulders I have stood and sometimes wept. Thinking about it all brings tears to my eyes, and I'm so grateful and I'm humbled beyond words. This year, I am going to be embarking on a new project that is going to be taking my work beyond our community. So I wanted to take this moment now to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Onwards and upwards, Kathy Kayla.
My love for you is in many ways an expression of my love for God. Onwards and upwards, beloveds, always love and adore.
Oh, Kathy, that brings tears to your eyes and tears to mine, because it's just so sincere. It really is. It's, you know, to let your baby go like you have, and to do it gracefully like you have, and graciously, is a huge, such a huge step that you're taking into the future. And yet you're trusting the future. And there was something that I read that the Rebbe Nachman of Breslov had said, and immediately I thought, I've got to tell Kathy this, because I'm being told to wrap up anyway, Kath. But it says, everybody is going through something. No matter how confident someone may seem, beneath the surface, they are simply trying to navigate life the best way they know how. Success is not the absence of hardship. It's the decision to keep going despite it. Every accomplished person you look up to has walked through countless struggles. Behind every achievement were failures. No one applauded. Sleepless nights, no one celebrated. And relentless doubts they had to push through. Progress isn't a race. It's a personal journey. There is no universal timeline for spiritual growth. You are on your own unique path, and it doesn't need to resemble anyone else's. Kathy, I just, for me, my blessing to you is that you go on this path with the gratitude that you do always feel towards life and towards Hashem, and that you succeed in whatever you do. You've given so many of us the opportunities to be on this radio station,
which we love.
Yes, but
every week, Sue.
I am now thanking you, Kathy. And Kath, it's been an honor having you today on my program. I've really enjoyed it. I love you, and we will definitely always go on seeing each other.
Thank you, Suze. Thank you so much.
Do you want to say goodbye to the listeners for now?
No, I'll be back on Thursday for the Diskin Foundation show.
Good. Okay. And you'll be back on my program also. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Craigie. Thank you, McQuindy and Bussy.